Van Jones is here with me now. Deeply personal for you.
Yeah, that was completely unplanned, Don. We literally had, we were supposed to be talking about, you know, the Republican Party, the direction of the Republican Party. Actually, I wasn't even going to say anything at all. And somehow we wind up in this conversation that I don't think either of us expected to have live on the air. Don, as you know, sometimes people have conversations in the green room. You don't have them on set. We had that green room parking lot conversation right there on the set.
Yeah.
And it was, and I think there were tears in the eyes of people, camera people. And other people at the break. I mean, it was a cathartic moment for everybody there. And then, of course, it trended worldwide and turned into this whole bigger thing. Yeah. But just in the intimacy of a bunch of people who've worked together for so hard, so long during this primary season, a lot of emotion just came out.
Yeah, listen, I was transfixed by that as I stopped getting dressed last night, and I watched this. And I kept saying, I wish I was there, I wish I was there. You know why I wish I was there? Because we often have these conversations on the show, you and I. Even sometimes you and I disagree on certain things, and we have these sort of heart-to-heart moments, which is what you should do. But the whole point of the thing that got me was the whole idea that this is somehow has to do with ideology, that it somehow has to do with the right versus the Democrats and the Ku Klux Klan. I didn't understand what that had to do with anything.
Well, it's unfortunate because there's a small part of the right that has this revisionist history where what they want to say everything in the world that ever happened was the left. So Hitler was a leftist. The Klan is a leftist. And it's some psychological...
Wrong is wrong. It doesn't matter if it's left or right.
Exactly.
Right.
And there's horrible people on the right and horrible people on the left. And there's horrible racists and bigots on the right and horrible racists and bigots on the left. Why are we having this conversation? The question is, right now the Klan is not endorsing Hillary Clinton. The Klan is not endorsing Bernie Sanders. The Klan is endorsing Donald Trump, which is an opportunity for Donald Trump to stand up and do what Reagan did. When the Klan tried to endorse Reagan, Reagan took them to the woodshed, and it was ugly. And you're expecting that from a Trump, and instead you get, I disavow, okay? Let's move on. And that, to me, is a very sad moment. And listen, if the Klan is a leftist organization, they'd be endorsing Bernie Sanders. But why are we having that conversation? The question is not just why is Trump not pushing away hard from this group? If ISIS endorsed Trump, Trump would go crazy. If Al-Qaeda endorsed Trump, Trump would go crazy. We have a terrorist organization in the United States that is, and white supremacists since 9/11 have killed more Americans than Muslims. Than Muslims have killed, than jihadists have killed. And so if you're going to be anti-terrorist leader, which is what Trump is supposed to be, you should be hard on Al-Qaeda, you should be hard on ISIS, and you should be hard on the Klan.
So, Van, listen, the other thing that I found, and, you know, as you said, Jeffrey Lord, we have him on. Jeffrey Lord is a nice man.
He is.
But I don't understand if he understands how offensive it is when people say, oh, that Dr. King wanted, you know, a colorblind society. That's not what Dr. King wanted. Dr. King wanted people to recognize people for their qualities, for their fuller lips, their bigger nose, their darker skins, whatever it is that you bring into the society culturally. But in spite of that, or because of that, to judge people on their content of character, who wants to live in a colorblind society? That's disingenuous. I see you as black. I see blonde hair. I see blue eyes. I see people who are Asian. I see yarmulkes. Am I not supposed to see all those things? I'm supposed to love my brother because of their differences, not to be blind to them.
You know, whenever somebody tells me, well, you know, Van, I'm just colorblind, I say, you might want to see a doctor about that.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense. But you know what? You know what's happened, though? You know, Dr. King... 13 years in public life. He was 24 years old in Montgomery. He was killed at 39. Can you imagine? He's 33 years old on the steps of the Washington Memorial. And he has a very complex theology. He wrote many, many books, many, many speeches. And yet people only remember that one line, the content of my character. That is one note in a symphony. And what people do, they take that one note out of the symphony, ignore the whole song, and then want to beat us to death with that one note. And the reality is Dr. King was very sophisticated about the need for us to recognize our differences, understand them, listen deeply, and embrace them, not tell somebody the minute you raise an issue, you raising the issue is the issue.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair. That's not Dr. King.
I've got to run. Much more to come. Van is going to be back with us. And also I want to say that we invited Jeffrey Lord. Jeffrey Lord was not available for this conversation, but we invited him to come on anytime. As you know, he's always here on CNN.
And I tell you what, he is a good guy. We just don't agree on some stuff.